All right, the complete works of William Shakespeare. This is the third play, summarized by me, Kevin Hanna. Love's Labor's Lost. It's a straight-up comedy, and comedy in the Elizabethan sense, written around probably 1590 or so. It's a lot of references, a lot of like fast dialogue that I'm sure makes a lot more sense in 1590s than sometimes it does here. I mean, it makes sense, I'm sure, with more footnotes and everything. I'm reading a text that had no footnotes. My copy of Bevington was locked in storage, which I've since dug out, but can't go back. I need to keep going forward, and I've obviously moved on to the next play, and so when all is said and done, I'll go back and maybe there'll be a special edition of Love's Labor's Lost summary. Basically, Ferdinand and three of his buddies, Ferdinand's the king, by the way, They vow to take this oath to only study for the next 3 years. They're gonna, you know, seal themselves off from the world and really devote themselves to study, so that they really know what the heck's going on and really can learn and really be better people. But wouldn't you know it? Unfortunately, the king needs to have a conference with another king. But the king is sick, so he sent his daughter, the princess. Oh, that's a problem because. Yeah, the prince or the king has vowed not to see even women. He's just going to seal himself off. They're not going to deal with this. Lots of complications and machinations ensue. And it turns out that all of the fellas have crushes on the princess and her handmaidens. Interestingly enough, they split pretty evenly, 1-1, and pair off rather nicely. And it's a problem because they're all saying, "Oh no, no, no! We're not gonna break our vows." But secretly, of course, they pine for the ladies and send them baubles and letters professing their great love. This freaks out the princess and her handmaids because they think it's ridiculous the words they're using, and obviously they think it's a joke. But the fellas are serious, and there's a masked ball where the fellas try and turn up as Russians and try and woo the ladies. But the princess, she's too smart for this, and has already swapped around the baubles so that they're all in masquerade, and the guys woo the wrong ladies. Which is embarrassing and whatnot, but they say, "Oh, you know, we truly are in love with you, and we're going to break our vow." And really, let's be honest, man needs to be inspired by women in order to truly achieve great things, and you know, you can't separate yourself from the world and expect to know what the world really is. A lot of folks pontificate and go off on this and do their thing. And so the princess ultimately agrees that if a year from now the guy is still into her, you know, they'll marry and is faithful and does these things that she needs him to do, tasks and whatnot, then she'll marry him. And each of the ladies, the handmaids, make similar bargains with their fellas, things they need to work on and challenges, whatnot. The ultimate end of the play, the princess's father has died and she needs to return and take care of things there. And so the famous line is, "Jack hath not his Jill," and it's a different ending than usual because it's just this promise and this guarantee that they're gonna be together here in a year once they've you know, worked out the things, the challenges that they need to do. Tough play to get through, I have to be honest, simply because there's so many references and so many like of the Elizabethan comedy elements that don't always translate necessarily directly into modern times, at least for me. I'm probably a Philistine, though, so what do I know? It's okay. It's not my favorite so far. I have to be honest. It's all right. I kept thinking of the Branagh film version, you know, so that's another option, another way of going if you want to skip the play and see the film. I'm sure that's the wrong advice to be giving, but whatever. Ultimately, though, not terrible. Not terrible. That's my review. There you go, Shakespeare. Not terrible. One of the great classic works of our lives, and I'm describing it as not terrible. Admittedly, this was one that I read a couple weeks ago, and so my summary is a little vaguer than it should be. More vague. Vaguer? I don't think vaguer is a word. But what can you do? Anyway, the complete works of William Shakespeare, summarized by me, Kevin Hanna, as part of a project for Stephen Hanna. Enjoy.